Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Tes. Hu Haya Omer. Continuing the statements of Rabbi Mona, the Braisa lists places that a person should not touch, and Tikkat states the person deserves to have his hand cut off if he does touch, before washing Tilis Yadayim in the morning. They are his eyes, his nose, his mouth, his ear, all of which can lead to illness such as blindness, deafness, bad smells, bloodletting cut, male aver, anus, and a beer barrel. All those things you can't touch before until it's dying. Vamar Maruk, Vamar Shmuel. The Gemara goes on to list several eye medications. One, Kuzbarta, of which is not only ineffective, but even damaging to Rav Yosef, who was blind. And one, Gargira, that worked so well, it even helped Rav Sheshes, who was blind. Amar Rav Chista, Shrika Tav Yashari. It's permissible to baste a roast, and it's not a violation of Tikkun Mana fixing something. The Gemara tells the story of Ziri's wife basting a roast for one of Ziri's students, Chir Barashi, but he refused to eat it. Ziri held that kivin de mischil hachti lav midi ka'avit. Since the roast was edible without being basted, there's no problem with basting it. But Chir Barashi disagreed. Marukva said that if somebody injured their hand or foot, it is no problem to treat the swelling with wine, since wine isn't an effective treatment anyway. The Gemara adds two limitations. Rav Kahana said that vinegar cannot be used for this purpose, and the second limitation, Rava said that the Bnei Mechuzah, who are very sensitive, will be healed with wine, and therefore shouldn't use it on Shabbos. In either case, we learn from a story where Ravashi's foot was injured by being stepped on by a donkey, that gava yad v'gava regel shayni, injuries on the back of a hand or foot are kamakash al chal mechal nalena sa Shabbos. They're considered like internal injuries for which you could be mechal Shabbos. Tan Rabban Rochtzin b'megvar. The Brayis says that a person can birth in certain waters that have no therapeutic value in Shabbos, and not in others that do have therapeutic value. However, there's a contradiction between two Brayis, whether a person can bathe in Yama Gadol, which after two failed attempts to resolve, the Gemara finally resolves by saying that habi yafin shabo, it is mutter to bathe in its clean waters, habirah im shabo, it's also to bathe in its dirty waters. We also have a theory between two Brayis whether a person can bathe in Mei Mishra, water that flax was soaked in. We resolve this theory by saying that hadi ishtahi, you cannot stay in the flax water for a while, hadilo ishtahi, but it's permissible to bathe in it and not stay in it for so long. Zot the Mishnah, ein ochlin izvayon b'Shabbos. The Mishnah teaches a person cannot eat izvayon on Shabbos. After identifying the difference between ezov mentioned in the Torah and izvayon mentioned in the Mishnah, the Gemara explains that izvayon is used to treat intestinal worms by eating it together with seven black dates. Aval ochel hu es yo ezer. Person suffering from worms in the liver, which usually come from eating a variety of foods, aliba rekana, an empty stomach, can use the oezer, which is eaten with seven white dates, for treatment. The Gemara also suggests three more remedies for this illness in case eating oezer doesn't work. People are permitted to eat and drink all normal foods and drinks, even if his intention is to eat it for therapeutic reasons. Only foods that are never eaten by healthy people should be avoided. The Daf concludes with a discussion of treating snake-related illnesses. V'sholsin abuvroa, a person who drank mayim megulim, water that was left exposed and may have snake venom in it, should drink abuvroa. If that doesn't work, the Gemara suggests four other possible remedies for this. Hayman de balachivya, if somebody swallowed a snake, he should eat hops with salt and run a distance of 3 mil. In fact, there was a story where Rav Simi Barashi either used this treatment on somebody or had Elio and Navi do this treatment on him, and it killed the snake that he had swallowed. V'nafak minei govei govei, and the snake came out in pieces. Haiman de tarkei chivya, if somebody was bitten by a snake, an embryo of a white donkey that is not a trefa should be torn open and put on the wound. If, however, a person was bitten as a punishment for violating a din d'rabbanan, like the pasuk says, uparitz gezer yishchenu nachash, he is not going to be able to find a white donkey that is not a trefa to cure it. That is why a person who brought hadassim and palm branches to a wedding in violation of the gezerah of Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Bisna was bitten by a snake and was never able to find a proper cure. That's Chazar Shabbos Daf Kuf Tes.